Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time again for another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for listening and joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now let's dive into part two of true friendship. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold. A circle is round, it has no end. That's how long I will be your friend. You have one hand and I have the other. Put them together and we have each other. You help me and I'll help you. And together, we will see it through. If you were a Girl Scout, I know that you remember that song. It so relates to the topic we have been discussing. Last week was good. It was a good episode. I hope you learned a lot from the episode. The research was amazing and sharing the information with you was enlightening. So let's just recap. We discussed what true friendship was, the importance of true friendship, the difference between childhood friendship and adult friendship, and how to be a true friend to someone else. So let's continue the conversation today about true friendship. Remember that true friendship is a meaningful, conscientious relationship between people who pays attention to the friendship through good times and bad times. Friendships are a dialogue of narratives and a narrative of dialogues. This was my most favorite, which basically means that you should be able to tell a friend your business and they should be able to be empathetic to it. They should be able to keep it a secret and also vice versa. You should be able to do the same for them. So what we will discuss today will be how to recognize if you are actually having true friendships and how to nurture those friendships that they will become long lasting. Remember in the last episode, I told you that I did have true friendships in college, but they dwindled after college. As adults, that's not what we want to happen. We crave that long-lasting friendship externally for some people and internally for others. Amanda McMillan wrote an article on friendship in Time Online magazine. She stated that a new research came out from the Journal of Personal Relationships that was quoted by saying that friends become increasingly important to health and happiness as people age. The older you get, the more you need supportive friends that is of good quality and not quantity. Remember when I made the reference to this when I spoke about Facebook and other platforms where some people display thousands of friends they have, yet only a few respond to their posts? Not a few hundred, but just a few. Sometimes in the single digits or a small amount in double digits. Quantity over quality. That is what was displayed on Facebook how many people they had. It was a show. It still is a show for some. But what you need for true friendship is quality over quantity. Having a few true friends or even one true friend is a source of support. When you find that quality in friendship, it helps you continue to enjoy life and you stave off loneliness and you bring joy to your life, meaning what you feel internally. We are seeking internal joy. And what better way to do that by having true friendships or a one true friendship? William Chopik, an assistant professor of psychology from Michigan State University, stated that if a true friendship has survived the test of time, you know, it must be a good one. A person you turn to for help and advice often, and a true friend is a person you want in your life. So, do you have a true friendship? Maybe these questions will help you determine whether or not the friends you have or the ones that you call true friends are actually true friends. Here they are. Have you known this person for a long time? Is this person someone you can trust with your secrets? Are you able to bring this person around your immediate family? Do you call and talk to this person daily or even weekly to catch up and laugh with one another? Do you go out on outings or travel with this person you call friend? The questions can go on and on and on. What I want you to know is that all the research is saying is that true friendship is left up to each individual person. You and your friend or friends have to determine if your friendship will withstand the test of time. A good public example of true friendship is Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King. If you look at their history, they have been friends for a long time, I believe starting way back in college. If that's not right, just when they were young as adults. Oprah and Gayle have been friends through the good times and the bad times. They've talked about those types of things publicly. It is very evident, even though they are public figures, that their friendship is strong. You see them sharing with each other. You see them laughing with each other. You see them taking trips and supporting each other's careers. Blessed is a friend that cares about your safety at all times. That is true friendship. So why don't you have a true friend, or why haven't you developed true friendships? The Power of Positive.com summed this up fairly quickly. And what I've said earlier in this episode is, why don't you have true friends? Is because of some of your social media outlets, such as Facebook. Facebook portrays hundreds upon thousands of so-called friends on a page. Yet, based on the facade, you can't tell where true friendship lies. Yes, we can connect instantly, and in this modern world, with social media, most accounts are just looking at the picture-perfect life of an individual and not diving deep into that real person. I've seen it so many times on Facebook. PowerOfPositivity.com summed it up again to say that social media friends can turn out to be just distant, flaky, unreliable people in the cyber world. Bravo. Bravo. As a matter of fact, I call it a gossip forum, or I'm going to bad mouth someone forum undercover, because someone would get on social media, Facebook, say something about somebody that may be in their friend group. We don't know really who it is, but all that person wants to do is have people comment and say, or badmouth that person as well. Where's the friendship? Why are they on your social media platform? Wow. Are you living your life on the surface through social media or in your social circles? If this is you, this is the reason you're not developing those meaningful friendships. Open up your heart to find someone with commonalities as you. As I think about this thing called friendship, I will again use what my sister said to me, and that was, people make time for what they want to make time for. I used to give excuses for people who I was trying to call friend to say, oh, they're so busy. They have toddlers. They have kids. They have teenagers. Oh, they have marriages. So they don't really have time to conversate with me or go on an outing with me. They're dealing with life. Why was I giving excuses to these people? Because now I'm thinking, did they really want to be my friend? I've stopped using these excuses. I am a true friend. I make the effort to connect. And when the person does not make the effort to connect back, I dismiss it. And I call them a surface acquaintance. Friend is not even an option anymore. Yes, we are all busy people, but at least if you want a friendship, you should make the time to be a good friend. In episode 1, I told you that I craved friendship. Now that I know that friendships bring joy to your life, you should crave them too. What I didn't recognize or realize is that I have had true friendships all along. I didn't recognize them as true friendships because of who they are. But now that I have dug a little deeper in this research, I know that they are my true friends. My sisters are my true friends. As adults, we have honestly been ride or die chicks. My sisters have been supportive of all of my endeavors as I have been of theirs. We can tell each other secrets they don't go outside of our circle or trying to get back at one another. We can get mad at one another and still resolve the issues and come back together again as if nothing has happened. So my question to myself is, why, Joy, were you searching for true friendship when it had been with you all along? I thought true friendship had to come from a stranger that would become my friend. Some do develop that way, and sometimes it can just be your family, and that's okay. Friendships are vital for well-being, but they take time to develop and cannot be artificially created. No wonder friendships are at risk of being neglected or not even started. No one wants to take the time to develop friendships. Many friendships can develop and you don't even know that they have. Just like mine, I was seeking a stranger for a friendship when I had it right there in front of my face, my sisters. You want a friendship that can also happen authentically. Okay, so last week I asked at the end of the episode for you to DM or email me questions you may have about friendship. I did get some questions and I will try to answer them based on what I have researched and what I personally have experienced. So question one comes from Maria. It's lonely at the top and you have to very carefully know who you let in your circle. How do you honestly know that you have a true friend? Okay, that's a good one, Maria. I constantly ask myself this question too, especially, you know, as I continue to move higher up on my job. I often, you know, question people's motives, and I know you're probably doing that too. But what I have found through this research is that true friendship is authentic. When you are friends, you have many common goals and activities you do. Sometimes you have to let your guard down, especially if the friendship didn't start before you were high on the career ladder. It's hard, girl. I know it is, but I would start through conversations, asking maybe that person that you are thinking that will be a true friend to you questions and see how they answer them. See if their answers are authentic. This is a hard question, but it can be done. You can develop that true friendship, even though you are, you know, moving up, if both people want the friendship. Okay, so question two comes from Tanisha. When you talked about your college friendships and how they dwindled away after y'all became adults, I'm going through that now. What would be your suggestion, especially since I want to keep the friendships? Hi, Tanisha. That's a great question. And thanks for listening. But how I would answer that is, yeah, I really wanted, you know, those friendships, those with my college BFFs. But it was not mutual once we didn't have that common place, which was college, to connect us. Everybody was doing their own thing, so it just kind of dwindled. I would suggest to you, and I wish someone would have told me about this too, is give them some time to get established. Even though true friendship means that you're supposed to help one another, have each other's back during, you know, life events. However, it's really hard out here, especially just beginning your life. And you need time to really figure that out. So check back with them within 6 months to a year by setting up, you know, girl vacations or a quick weekend friend reunion and see if you can reestablish the friendship. Now, after you've done all of that and you didn't try it all that once, possibly even twice, and you reached out so many times that you're using both of your hands to count the ways you've reached out, girl, let me tell you, I can say that friendship, those friendships, they've dwindled and you have to move on. But that's okay, because just remember what I said in this episode and in the last episode. People make time for what they want to make time for. If they didn't make time or give you or gave you the an excuse of why they can't do what you want them to do to develop the friendship, they didn't really want to in the first place. So it's definitely time to move on. Okay, BGTY Nation, that concludes another episode of Bringing Joy to Life. My hope is that you would dive into the research a little more through my links located in the show notes and jump out there to begin your true friendships. I will end this episode with a quote from Oprah Winfrey from my book that I received as a gift called Words That Matter. Oprah says, "Just last night, I was laughing so hard on the phone with my friend Gail that my head started to hurt. She was confronting me about a bad hair day and wanted to be sure I was aware that my do wasn't doing it for me. Mid-howl, I thought, isn't this a gift? After 20 odd years of nightly phone calls, I have someone who tells me the truth and to laugh out loud about it. I call that 5-star pleasure. I call that friendship. I too, Oprah Winfrey, I have that true friendship with my sisters. We get to laugh about things. They get to tell me when things are not going right for me as I do for them. I love my sisters. They are my true friends." See you next week, BGTY Nation. If you have some questions you're pondering with or anything on any topic you would like me to address, please DM me on Instagram or email me at bjoytlife@gmail.com. See you next week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.